Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and a great broadcast to my favorite people, favorite guests, and people, really. Wayne Elliott is waiting. We'll bring him on in a second. James McCanny will be here second hour. We are going to discuss some very interesting things. I'm not aware of this. I don't even know how to describe it. We got to wait till James gets there, I think. It's there's chatter that there's going to be some kind of false flag operation to say that there's an asteroid hit. There's chatter among the CIA. Let's put it that way. And NASA. And NASA's involved. And, James is very connected in both those areas, and he wants to talk about this. I don't know much about it. I'm learning just like you. I can't wait till he comes on. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about it. Yeah, absolutely. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. We're going to do news, a little bit of news with Wayne, and then Wayne, of course, health advocate that he is, superstar. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. Another great day in America.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wayne is pretty much the greatest Canadian since this side of Wayne Gretzky.
Yep. We put the caveat in.
I can't go over Wayne Gretzky.
At least I cannot. Wayne Gretzky, he's one of my favorites of all time, anywhere, any place.
Well, big part of what we're doing here at the Power Mall, all the Strauss products, the heart drops, of course, are the most profound product we've ever sold. Wayne himself has been a health advocate for 20 plus years. He knew Jim Strauss. Knew him very well, and has been able to pass some of that knowledge down.
It's
pleasure.
Great knowledge.
Pleasure to have him on. Wayne, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, very good. A couple stories. Obviously, we'll do a couple news things. The political things. Trump or what's his name? Biden picked Kamala Harris.
Oh, geez.
We'll talk about that with McKinney. I don't know if you have any thoughts about it or anything, but. Gundlach, who is Jeff Gundlach, he's a billionaire. He's the one who predicted, one of the few who predicted Trump would win in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying Trump is going to win now, too. Trump's going to win
now. Yeah, I believe. Hands down.
Wayne, is there anything talk in Canada about that? I mean, about the election? Do people think Trump's going to win, lose, what?
I think most Canadians, I believe, think he's going to lose. I do believe that the majority of Canadians hope he loses. We've become like, I think they call them champagne socialists here in Canada, Daniel.
Champagne socialists? That sounds pretty
like
fancy. What does that mean?
You want democracy, but you want everything
given to you.
That socialism, everything given to you. And to be honest, I mean, I love my country. There's some great people, built our country just like great people built America. But I'm kind of ashamed again. I hate that feeling, being ashamed of being Canadian, how weak we are. And I'm, of course, not all of us. I'm not, and it's tough to generalize like that, but.
Yeah, we don't want to disparage the
whole country. We're scared to death up here. This virus. People are writing into Facebook and so forth, saying they hope they close the border for 2 years more. And
2 years. What will that do to the economy? I mean, how dependent?
Destroy it.
I would imagine Canada's pretty dependent on trade back and forth, like we are for you.
Well, do you know something? 76% of our exports are to America. And these people are so scared, they want the border closed. I just know it's not going to open this year. I just know it's not. Plus, we have a leader who is anti-American, just like his daddy was. I don't know why, except that his daddy was a communist member when he was in college. And they're certainly socialists. I don't know what the angst is against America, but the fear that's been created because of these numbers happening in the States with the virus. Now, it makes a little bit of sense. You guys have 10 times the population we have. So you might expect that there's going to be going to be more numbers. And they've just put into law here that you must wear a mask going into any public place. And I just heard on the radio the lowest number of infections reported in Ontario. That's the province I live in. That's the biggest province. Almost half the country's population is here. 14 out of 37 million are here in Ontario. And Toronto is the fourth biggest city in North America with over 5 million. So you have to wear masks indoors. And the lowest in since this all started back in March, 2 new cases amongst the 14 million of us here in Ontario. And we have to wear masks indoors now. And
you got to be kidding. This sounds like I got a friend in Australia and in Melbourne. You know, Melbourne's a big city in Australia. Yep. I was talking to him. He said, oh, yeah, we have a curfew and our city's shut down. I said, oh, are you guys having a lot of deaths or what? He said, oh, about 1 or 2 a week. I'm like, one or two a week? Are you kidding?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
It's nuts, Daniel. It's nuts. And you know something? One of these very brilliant PhD experts some time ago, earlier on in this whole virus fiasco, said that it's fear of our own mortality. This isn't, people talk about their kids and their moms and all this stuff. You know, let's get off the BS. People are afraid for themselves. And there's never been a time in history that people were so scared and scared so easy. I mean, there's been world wars, there've been depression, swine flu, you know, H1N1, SARS, Hong Kong flu, which I believe all of which, except for SARS, I guess, I believe all of those took more lives than did this virus. And, you know, they've skewed the numbers. You couldn't convince me if the entire world was believing that these numbers were true. You'd never convince me at this point. I believe that these death numbers are skewed by over 1,000%. Doesn't mean people haven't died, Daniel. But Corona, no.
To back up what you said in Florida, when they, you know, in America, the statistics were going to the CDC and then to the White House. Well, Trump switched it, so no, the statistics need to go to the White House first. As soon as they started doing that and really looking at some of these things and analyze them, they fell by about 90% the cases, to back up you're saying. So, I mean, there's validity to you just don't pull that number out of the air. We're seeing it in Florida.
I've always said for some months now, I've said 1,000%. I really think it's more than that. It's greater than that, the skewed numbers. I mean, when that Fauci, who I don't know what his shtick is, if he's just an arch criminal, if he's got other interests. Apparently his partner is a partner of Gates. That's a man I used to respect, but certainly don't anymore. And
Well, let me switch. Let's switch it a little bit. Let's switch it away from it to Russia. And the reason I bring up Russia, there's a story today. First batches of Russia COVID-19 vaccine to be delivered within 2 weeks. They've already started, supposedly, using it on some of the people. The vaccine, the same push for this mask, I've said it 100 times and I'll say it 100 more. The discussion on the mask, the fight about the mask, will be the same fight and discussion about these vaccines. Oh, you have to wear a mask. Well, what do you think it's going to be when they start pushing these vaccines out? What is your perspective from a Canadian point of view? Do you think that they'll be that aggressive with these vaccines?
They were trying to, Daniel. This our Fauci is a Dr. Tam, a Chinese lady doctor. She's our chief ticket, the medical end of things here. And they were trying to make it mandatory, or they talked about it being mandatory. And I think they heard enough maybe from the usual silent majority and said, you know, this is a free country. What are you talking about, mandatory? And if the vaccine worked, why would you ever think of making it mandatory? If all these people that want it are protected, what are they worried about? It would only be us fools who refuse the vaccine that would be at risk. So But what they really want, and I'm convinced of this, Daniel, is that they want everyone in the globe to have a vaccine. This is what Gates has talked about for months now.
He said that.
Yeah. So 7.8 billion people, just do the math. He's now said the vaccine should cost $3,100 and some odd per dose. Okay.
Oh.
The hydroxychloroquine is 32 cents, I think, per pill.
Yeah.
And
a quarter
and
a pill.
You don't need a medical doctor to take the pill. You just need the pill. Just need a prescription and take the pill. But you need a doctor. You need a doctor's office or a hospital. So there's an overhead there. So the vaccine might be $3,000, but the total cost might be $5,000 a piece. And they don't have a vaccine yet, but they already know the approximate cost, and they already seem to know you need three shots. I've read that you get one immediately as soon as it's available, then you get one in 72 hours, and then you get one in 12 months. So I did some math. You know what the U.S. debt is currently? It's something like, I think it's just under $30 trillion. Well, the cost to globally immunize or vaccinate, rather, everyone three times is over $30 trillion. So this is the biggest deal there ever was in the world. I mean, $30 trillion. The United Arab Emirates that have everything, the wealthiest part in the world, they've never spent collectively $30 trillion in the whole history. So you tell me one deal, $30 trillion?
Do you know how long, if you spend $1 a second, do you know how long it would take for you to spend $1 trillion? Do you know that?
No, there's no way you do.
I saw this the other day. I mean, there's no way. I mean, it's just rhetorical. I saw this. If you spent $1 every second, it would take you 34,000 years to spend $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And they want a $34 trillion deal. Oh my gosh.
Now, this is the other part that kills me, Daniel. Here's the other part that kills me. Gates himself admits, of course, it's tough not to admit it because they've got history to rely on here and statistics for vaccines. Gates himself admits that if everyone in the globe got vaccinated, there would be between 750,000 and 2 million die from it. Now, where's the smartness in this? They haven't lost 750,000 people yet, and that's if you believe their, excuse my English, but BS numbers, which are false. They're definitely false. But if you did believe these false numbers, they're still not even at what he says would be the minimum killed by the vaccine. Now, you know what's incredible to me, and I've been writing and talking about this, I'm going to become unpopular, I think, up here, and I don't really care because people... You know, it's a proven fact that fear is the single emotion that when you are afraid, you cannot use your own God-given common sense. And that has happened because people, there's a ton of people aren't talking or thinking like you and I, Daniel, actually thinking for ourselves. They're listening to Fauci who can't decide whether to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. This is an emergency. It's not an emergency. This guy should be fired. I mean, I got nothing to say. I'm not an American, but if I was, I'd be pushing representatives to let's fire this guy. This is an incestuous relationship. He's in his 37th year in the job. Familiarity breeds contempt. So I just can't believe this. You know, not no disrespect. He's a virologist, but he's been a politician really. Forever, and I do not understand why President Trump hasn't dumped this guy.
Well, you know, I've thought this through, and we've talked about this, and I have some contacts that give me some clarity on this. I believe, and I've come to believe, and I believe this more every day, because everything you said, I agree 1,000% with everything you just said. They're telling me that Trump picked Fauci. Fauci wasn't there. You know, he could have had anybody in front of the camera. You know, obviously Fauci's been there 37 years, but he could have picked anybody to be in front of the camera. He picked Fauci on purpose because he knew if Donald Trump gets up there and says this is incestuous relationship, the NIH is backed by vaccines and they're connected to it, they own the patents. If he would have said all that and with Gates and China and the whole deal, nobody believes him. If they put Fauci out in front, now independent media is hot on the trail and all these connections are being made. See, down here, you may not hear it up there. Down here, Facebook, you ought to see face. I don't have a Facebook account. My wife tells me I look at some of them. I am shocked at the amount of vitriol there is about the cover-up on hydroxychloroquine, about how Bill Gates is a pedophile and wants to vaccinate everybody, and that Fauci is in bed and owns money and stock. I am shocked about those three subjects that are being plastered on Facebook. He has put them there, supposedly, so that the whole of America, anybody who's got some sense, may come to the realization of what a scam that's being perpetrated on us. I think there's truth to that. I don't know if you've ever thought about that angle.
No, I never thought about President Trump being involved. I think he's a lot of things. A lot of people don't like him.
No, he's involved. He put them on. No, be clear. He doesn't like what's going on. But how does he get that across to the American people? It's just like if I go into a crowded room and I say, the vaccine is the worst thing in the history of the world. You know, most of the people in the room are going to totally discount everything I say. So Donald Trump cannot get up in front of a camera and say that. But what he can do, he pushes Fauci out in front. Fauci says all these things. And now America starts tracing where all the money is and the connection to Bill Gates. And now the pedophilia involved. And Gates was 6 weeks at Epstein's pedo island, Orgy Island or whatever. And they start asking all these questions. And so now Trump just outsmarted them. And now the independent media, Facebook is on fire with all these topics, and Trump didn't say a word. You see
the
difference?
Well, you're probably, I could believe that, Daniel. He's a smart man, obviously, Donald Trump. He may be a character. He got a huge ego. All this stuff that people dislike him for. I used to argue with my mother about him. God bless her. May she rest in peace. But we used to argue. My sister and I have had some terrible arguments over this. Because they, forgive me for saying this, but they can't say anything intelligent other than, well, he's just an ass. That's what they would say. Well, we'll say, let's focus on some of the things he's doing. Why, you know, they're offended, you see. They're offended by some things he says, so they're incapable of looking at the situation. I'm so anxious for President Trump to win your election because, and don't think I'm crazy, Daniel, I've been in business, this is my 50th year in business, and here's what I believe. I think Donald Trump is the one man, because of his business experience, you're not going to trick this guy with dollars and cents, I'll tell you. I think he's the one man in the one position that can put the world in proper order again and make America great again. And hopefully America continues to drag Canada along with it as a little brother to do well up here as well. We always did. We were like the tail and you guys are the dog. And it's the greatest friendship there ever was between two countries in the history of the world. And I say my prayers every day. Like him or not, personally, who cares? He didn't run for a popularity contest. He ran to run the deal. And I believe he's the one person that can put world order back in order. I'd like to see him even tougher on the Chinese, personally, but no doubt he's smart. He's playing it smart and not just from emotion, you know.
We got about 2-3 minutes for the break. On the other side, we're going to get into, heart drops and some of the different things that are going on and that you're seeing. One of the topics that Catherine sent was, there's some problems with getting part-time work help over there in Canada. What are you seeing over there?
Oh, yeah, you can't. It's a shame, Daniel. It's a shame. They've just reopened some restaurants and whatnot, and the health food stores, they're having a hell of a tough time because our leader has paid people $500 a week to stay at home, but didn't differentiate whether you had a full-time job that you were not working at or a part-time job. So there's people that maybe worked at the health store on Saturdays, worked a shift, and made $100. Well, now they won't come to work because they're getting $500 not to every week. And I believe that's been extended now till December, which is madness in my mind. Why would you extend? This is a month old news. Why would you extend something like that 6 months into the future? Nice for the people getting it, but you can't get a part time worker, Daniel. I'm grateful our companies don't have any part timers, but there's so many businesses like restaurants and health stores and retailers that rely on them. And so they can't get people to come to work. Apparently the news says 80% of workers have refused to come back to work.
So do people in Canada, do they not come to the realization, wait a minute, if I don't come to work, I mean, eventually these businesses are going to be shut off. I won't have a job ever to come back. I mean, do they not think that through in their head? Does that not pop up?
Well, they're either not very smart, which I think they're not very smart, and they're afraid, or it's a very good excuse. I think that's going to be the new workers' compensation claim here in Canada, Daniel, is, oh, geez, I'm just afraid to leave the house. Scared to death. I got to go on compensation. I got mental problems. I'm just scared to death. And, wow. And take the country down, you know. And will some of these people be willing to do that? Sure, till the last penny they get. This is not part of our citizens that help the country, you know.
Changing
some people give and change. Some people take.
We got about 20 seconds before the break. Last story, you'll get a kick out of this. John McAfee, I don't know if you know him or not. He's a billionaire. And he went to Germany, and they told him, you can't come to the country without a mask. So he got a pair of thong underwear and put it over his face to get in the country. Then they arrested him.
I saw in the news last night this lady who was being asked a serious question on Fox. She said they have some very pretty designer masks. What the heck's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. There's the music, Wayne. We'll be back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, more with the greatest Canadian that we know of here, Wayne Elliott. God bless you. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a new product. You can see it. This is going to be up on YouTube. There you go. You can see it, the camera. The new Power Silver. We got an introductory price on brand new. There's no delivery system like this. There's nothing like this on the market. I can't make claims. You would never want to use colloidal silver to actually help you. Just use it for the heck of it. There's no way this could ever hurt, kill a virus. There's no way that this could ever help with wounds or anything like that. I would never, ever claim anything like that, Wayne. There's no way I could say that colloidal silver does anything like that.
But there's no silver.
But there's the bottle right there. Here's a bottle of the Strauss Hot Drops. I don't have much left in this. Here's a bottle you can see. This is what I take every day. I've been taking more, sometimes twice a day here lately. Here's all you do. So you can see on the, I usually take a little more than that. I usually take about that, put it under the tongue. Like that. Let me give a couple of it like that. And that's it. And I let it sit there 30 seconds and then I swallow. And, you do that 2 or 3 times a day for about a month, you're going to see a difference. And if you don't, you get your money back. Over at the Power Mall, the Strauss Heart Drops, the kidney support, the CardioCom. I've never tried the CardioCom. I got a bottle being sent to me. I'm going to start trying the CardioCom. And so then I'll be able to report on that. But right now, the kidney support, which I love. Uncle Kevin's here. Tell the audience about the kidney support, what that's done for you.
Changed my life. I used to have to get up 3 times a night and go to the bathroom. Started that kidney support, and then all of a sudden, instead of getting up 3 times a night, I got up 2 times a night. And now it's down to 1 times a night, 1 time a night.
So, wow.
What a difference. It's just truly amazing.
Yeah, me too, Kevin. Yeah, I was, and I drink a lot of water late at night to make sure I'm hydrated. Usually between 9 and 11 o'clock, I'll drink, 3 or 4 tumblers of water. So you might suspect that you'd be up, but once a night's the most for me now too. Thanks to that kidney blood pressure formula.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, all these and more, so many other products, great products at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. We'll talk about some of the other specials in the other hour. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. If you're able to order online, you know, that it saves us a little, you know, work and things like that on the phone. Go to the website. If you need to call, certainly do. You're always welcome to call. Sometimes it may be a little quicker online for you. So thank you so much for your prayers, your purchases, your donations, your support, the whole thing. We're here for you. Thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do too, because we know independent media is getting scarcer and scarcer, but it's getting more powerful too at the same time, and that's because of you. So thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to Wayne Elliott, the consummate health advocate, natural health advocate. Of course, he's a scrapper on ships and in business, and he's seen a lot, and we talk about a lot of his perspectives. And you've done a lot of things in your life, Wayne, but you've told me over and over the most meaningful, profound thing that you've ever done was get involved with people's health. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
No question about that, Daniel. The most profound thing, of course, was being introduced to the Strauss Heart Drops. And just before the show today, I was talking to the man in British Columbia that told me about Strauss Heart Drops before I met Jim. And then, of course, the most profound meeting in my life was with Jim Strauss himself. And I think about him every day as I take my supplements and what they did for me. And he was just a great man. He knew so much about nature and how it worked with our health and how it all works. And I'll remain forever grateful until I see him when I get to the other side. Until I see him again, I just remain so grateful for everything that he taught me and showed me.
Give us a little taste, like what's something that stuck with you that, you know, you've said a lot of little things, just a little thing that he taught you that maybe, you know, well, for our audience.
Well, there's been so many, but, you know, one of them is that the nature, everything our bodies will ever need is provided by nature. There's no doubt in my mind that that's true. I've just seen too much proof that's the truth. And that we expected man-made chemical drugs to fix us is like taking our car to the lumber yard and asking them to fix the car with 2x4s and plywood. You can't do it. You need materials the car is made from, and our bodies can only be fixed by cells that we're made from. And that's why this natural medicine, when it's made properly, the way Strauss always has, is so effective. Chemical drugs, you know, he would always say, seek to change or alter your body's functions to deal with the symptoms. Whereas natural substances, including foods, of course, herbal medicines and things all natural, they support our body's own functions to do what they're supposed to. You know, you clean out your arteries, for example, and veins with the Strauss Heart Drops, clear that plaque out, and your body and heart will work just fine like it's supposed to. It's an amazing machine, the human body. I was going to say the Canadian body, but the human body is an amazing piece of equipment when you think of it. We've never duplicated anything like that with all the science and all the things we've done. So, you know, he never, ever told me. I used to think sometimes, Daniel, that some of the things he said were, you know, I'd think, geez, I wish he wouldn't say that, you know. And but every single word the man ever spoke to me turned out to be 100% true. And, you know, I'll love him forever. And you know, what he's done for me, not only to save my life, but to have me be a small part, just the messenger, to help others, just makes me feel good about me. Simple as that, really.
I'm shocked when I found out that some of those recipes are 200 and 300 years old. Not that the Heart Drops were invented by Jim, but that the Strauss family, what's such a prominent herbal, I mean, literally to say that Jim Strauss is one of the greatest herbalists of the 20th century is not hyperbole. And his family, 200 or 300 years, some of these recipes, the kidney support, you know, it's 200 years old. Thomas Jefferson was alive when the kidney support was invented. I mean, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington were alive. Tell us a little bit about the kidney support. What goes on in the kidneys? Why is it why is it so difficult to deal with them? And why is the kidney support help that?
Well, the bacteria in our kidneys is very difficult to be rid of, and it's very stubborn. Kidneys and bladder and prostate, these are parts of our body that are very stubborn to accept health, if you will, to put it in another way.
Why is that?
I have no idea, Daniel, but it's just even a medical doctor will tell you that, you know, you don't want to miss your medicine. You don't want to skip a dose of anything because bacteria grows back very quickly in those parts of our body as well. So this kidney blood pressure, one of the main things it does, there are antibiotic herbs in the kidney blood pressure formula. So it does kill bacteria. It's a major culprit in high blood pressure and great cleansing effect. I mean, my blood pressure has been perfect for 20 odd years now, 120 over 70. It just doesn't change. That's what it is. So this stuff fixed me a long time ago, and my blood pressure stayed great. I didn't think I would notice anything when the kidney blood pressure came available again in February and we got some. I didn't think I would notice anything because my blood pressure has been perfect. Well, I did. When I urinate, my stream is stronger. I'm not going near as often, so my capacity somehow is greater. Once is the most I get up through the night now. And through the daytime, honestly, Daniel, I don't think it's more than, I don't know, three or four times I'll go to the bathroom at the most through the day. So, you know, maybe maybe I was about to have high blood pressure problems again. It's been 20 years since I took this formula. So, just a great formula. It works. And, you know, they guarantee your satisfaction, as you said, Strauss does.
I'm kind of fascinated by this whole process. The bacteria, why does it build up in the kidneys? What is it about the kidneys? Because they purify, so they take bacteria too? I'm not an expert in that or the bladder or how that all works. So what is causing all this bacteria?
I guess, you know, well, there's bacteria all around us, of course. Some of it's good. We're made from a lot of bacteria and virus. It's part of us. But the bad bacteria is of course not what we want. And I don't know, Daniel, lifestyle, what we're exposed to, it could be a work environment, and I don't necessarily mean from other people, just from, you know, chemicals. And when you look at my work environment, what I've been exposed to, everything from asbestos to just about every chemical going for boilers on ships and lithium batteries and all the heavy metal batteries, cadmium, mercury, lead. I've been exposed to a lot of that stuff in my 50-year work career. And
one of the things that I've noticed is, you know, I don't know if you've done liver cleanse. You know, we talked about this. I think that you have. You've done liver cleanses in your life. When I do liver cleanses, you feel, you know, if you've ever done, it's hard to explain, but if you've done it, you kind of know what I mean. You feel the detox. You feel that what's called a Heisinger response or something like that. You feel something draining out of you or releasing from you. I noticed a similar thing with this kidney support too. When I go to the bathroom now, it almost feels like that detox sometimes it builds up, especially in the morning after the night. It's like it's detoxing, almost like a liver cleanse. I don't know. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, we can lose weight, too, and it's the best weight to lose, and it's the only way to lose it. You can't diet or exercise toxins and poisons away. You can with fat, and you can lose weight and so forth, but you cannot detox poisons away by diet or exercise. You just can't do it. So you do need some of these good products to do that, and a liver cleanse is just an excellent thing to do every couple of years. Even if you've never had a cigarette, a drink, a smoke, any alcohol in your life, there's 160,000 commercial airline flights a day, or at least there was before Corona. All the automobile the automobiles in the world. Our house is full of chemicals. Look under your sink. Most people have got chemicals in the bathroom. You might even wash yourself, brush your teeth with chemicals. So, you know, these are all things that help tear our immune system down. We don't have equipment for them, but things like kidney and liver are definitely part of our filters. Daniel and
what about kidney stones? Where do kidney stones come in on all this?
Well, they claim they're from from things like nuts, eating nuts and whatnot. Now I eat a ton of nuts. I still do. There's handfuls in my smoothie every day. I drink a full blender of smoothie, a 3 or 4 large tumblers full. I've never had a problem with them. Strauss made a kidney stone formula years ago, and boy, oh boy, it was something in a tea. And I've given it to so many people in the past. They're a very painful thing, kidney stones. And when you pass them, they say it's like, urinating razor blades. They're very, very painful because they're sharp-edged, like little stones. Well, yeah. The Strauss formula would soften them, turn them green like emerald-colored jello, and pass them painlessly. And, boy, I wish that they could have that formula back, because it's not an easy thing to suffer with, is kidney stones. I don't know how all we get them. I was just so grateful to have something that could get rid of them for people. And, I wish we could have those again. Maybe one day. Maybe one day we will.
Now, I take heart drops. It varies. When I first started taking them, I must have taken them 3 times a day. Now I vary. I go down maybe 1 time a day, sometimes 2. It's interesting. It's almost like my body craves it when I need it. And so I'll up. It's like I naturally just up it or go down. I also take the kidney support. Do I need to space those out, or can I take them the same time, one right after each other, or what?
Yeah, well, most days now, Daniel, I take them once a day. Now I take a lot. I'll take 2 droppers full. Ideally, when I got better, I took them twice a day. They say the best is 3 times a day. I just didn't want to, I've always worked hard, long hours and so forth, and I didn't want to leave a bottle somewhere. So I right from my very first bottle, I left them on my bathroom sink, and then I would take them at the start and finish of my day. Now they're on my kitchen table, and I take them once or twice a day, but I mean, I'm clear of plaque and cholesterol, so really, I'm kind of in the maintenance mode. I just don't want any back, Daniel. I don't even want to be 5% restricted blood flow. I want 100% blood flow, like the good Lord Creator put into us. That's what we're supposed to have, and at age 66, I'm not going to mess with it. I want all the blood flow. It's the most important body function.
So especially if you're first starting on this, and some people think, I'm just a little tired or whatever. I've noticed people when they first start that they're finding results really quick. And if they're not, I talk to them about it. It's because they only take it once a day when they first start. I said, take it 3 times a day, a lot of it at first. And so when they take, I don't know if it keeps it in your blood, or I don't know if you space it out, it stays in you better. I guess that's what it does.
Like, it's kind of like food, Daniel. Even most pills, I think, that folks take, it's usually, 2 or 3 times a day. And I believe that's so that it's in your system and supposed to be doing whatever it's supposed to do. But it's kind of like food, right? We're supposed to eat 3 times a day, or even 4 if you're eating smaller amounts. As opposed to going without and having one great big meal. It's just healthier. So, I would say in the case of these products, it's to keep them in you and keep them working, as opposed to, just taking them once. Especially, when you're trying to clear that plaque on the first round, and if you've got angina or you've got diabetes or irregular heartbeat, cold hands and feet, grayish blue lips and skin, boy, that's circulation. And, you are meant to have 100% blood flow. Daniel, we have over 50,000 miles. It's hard to believe. I still can't get my head around this. 50,000 miles of vessels and veins inside each of us. I don't know how they could all fit. But it just proves it's the most important body function, because every single cell needs the blood. It's the number one body function. Every cell needs the blood. And that counts our cells that are our defense department, our immune system. You know what Jim Stroh told me? I always loved this. He said, I was peeling corn one day, you know, husking corn for dinner here years ago when he was here. And I said, geez, these darn hairs are a pain in the neck, Jim. You've got to get every one. They're not very nice to eat. He said, you know why they're there? I said, no. He said, they're like fiber optic wires. Each one of those hairs goes to a kernel of corn, and that's how the kernel of corn gets the sunlight, is through those hairs. They stick out the end of the cob, and wow, the sunlight carries through that like a fiber optic cable and goes, wow, to each kernel. So it's like us with our blood flow. Every single cell needs that blood. And when you have restricted or blocked blood flow, I don't care if it's your eyes, your ears, your shoulders, your feet, your legs, your toes, your nose, or your rear end, you're going to have a problem. If you don't have, sooner or later, you're going to have a problem if you don't have sufficient blood flow. The biggest ones, of course, are number one killer, heart attack and stroke. That's lack of oxygen, and oxygen's carried in our blood. It's the only highway. So it's the number one body function. Make no mistake about that.
I'm fascinated by this corn. I can't get past this corn.
Isn't that something?
That is way something.
This guy knew everything about nature. He was an amazing, amazing man.
Transition a little bit. You've kind of run your own little study up there in Canada with some of your friends and people that you come in contact with. The Tranquil products, the REM sleep from Dr. Pfeiffer. People, it's relatively new. People are starting to, you know, get some feedback on these things. Tell us a little bit about your experience with these and what you have seen with the Tranquil REM sleep. We have about 5-6 minutes left.
Just great products they are, Daniel. Dr. Pfeiffer did one heck of a job developing these products, and he certainly was thorough. He told us that he was close to 5 years from start to finish, and very smart thinking, I thought, that he didn't want to deal with the symptom. He didn't want to just deal with the symptom that you're not getting enough sleep or you can't fall asleep. He wanted to go to the root problem. And he explained to me and to you, I think, as well, the vitamins, the minerals, the herbs that are in it. Dr. Pfeiffer tried to go to the root of the problem, you know, like the Strauss formulas do. They don't just deal with symptoms. Or Dr. Pfeiffer said, geez, you could just, like some products, load them up with melatonin, and sure, they'll knock you out. Is that the kind of rest that you want? No. No, that's like going to the hospital and you get, you know, they induce you into a coma or they put you to sleep for a surgery. That isn't rest, Daniel. That's knocking you out. So Dr. Pfeiffer did a brilliant job of going to the root of the problem to try and fix it. And so, you know, we've now got people over in my little study, 46 people. We have several of them that's more than a year now. The one former U.S. Army captain was in Bosnia and didn't have a night's sleep in 25 years, a proper night's sleep. He slept like a baby for over a year now. And the other great thing, and Dr. Pfeiffer explained this to me, he said, Wayne, if you do any research, you're going to find that a lot of the sleep products and a lot of the anxiety products on the market, they'll work for a bit for people, and then they don't work so well, and they have to find another product. He said, that's not going to happen with REM sleep and Tranquil. They're just going to keep working because they go to the root of the problem. And that's been my experience with my test candidates, Daniel, is that these products work, they're natural, and I think Dr. Pfeiffer hit the nail right on the head with both these products, the REM sleep and for sleeping issues, and the Tranquil for anxiety issues.
What are the, you know, generally when you talk to people, you know, your Army captain had really bad PTSD or some other things, but just the average person that's using this, that's seeing a benefit, how has their life changed? What are they seeing happen?
Well, listen, when you get enough sleep, when you haven't been getting enough sleep, boy, it's remarkable what can happen to you. Your mood, your clarity, your ability to stay present, your ability to stay focused, your ability to enjoy yourself, really. And some people really do. My mom suffered with this sleep issues. And, boy, I sure wished that that the REM sleep had been around when Mom was still around, because she, this was really her only real health issue was sleep. And I tried so many things. I couldn't help her much with that, Daniel. There just wasn't anything that I knew of. She even took a chemical, you know, pharmaceutical sleeping pill. And if you've talked to anybody that are on those, they not surprising, they don't seem to work well for long. I guess we get used to them. We get immune to the chemicals that are in them, and then they stop working properly. Because I finally did get my mom off those, and we tried some other things. But boy, I wished I'd have had the REM sleep for my mother back then, and it no doubt would have helped her. The only of the 46 people I've had on the REM sleep, the only one, there is a lady that said it didn't help her a bit, and she lost a young child years ago, and she's just claimed that nothing has helped her. So, you know, there might be some other help this poor lady could get to help her with grief and so forth. But just the regular sleep, and you hear this from so many older people that they can't get enough sleep. Tired as they are, can't get enough sleep. I really urge you to try the REM sleep, because it's phenomenal, natural, can't hurt you. And from our experience here, just as Dr. Pfeiffer said, the effectiveness does not wear off. You won't have to look for another product in a few months, because this one won't stop working for you.
We're in a time of fear, like you said, certainly anxiety. And I don't know if we realize the amount of anxiety we feel. You know, I had a chance to go to a family reunion and kind of you almost decompress a little bit. You don't realize how stressed you are until you can separate it a little bit. But that Tranquil is helping a lot of people. And, you got anything going on, you may need to consider that Tranquil. Try a bottle, see what happens, see how it just helps you just take the edge off. And once you have that edge off.
It's a good product. Yeah. It's a good way to put it. Takes the edge down, turns it down a notch, and just another great product.
Well, there's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, Wayne. God bless you. We'll see you on the other side. James McCanny.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.